And here we go again. Welcome to a new episode of Top of the Crap. My name is Jimmy Groundcrawler, and we're up to some amazing stuff tonight. Some weeks have passed since our last show, and I really miss talking to you. So if you got something on your mind, give us a call. I meant to return earlier, but wanted to leave some room for those guys from Radio Tatooine to do any show. Yeah, my mistake. Should have known they were just hanging around, drunk, and kept watching movies. There are rumors, though, that they'll be doing a show discussing the recently released Acolyte trailer or whatever. Y'all got a favorite movie? Mine is The Blurg Awakens. It's a drama about the social state of Blurgs during the Harvest Crisis of Ryloth. The acting is superb, and don't get me started on how beautiful the score is. Anyway, let's listen to some music, This is Starlight Paradise from the rising star of all those rising stars doing not that good music, Shamla Shimoni. Let's have a listen.
Troy is dancing, sun is shining bright in the outer rim, a summer delight. We're cruising in our starships, feeling so free. The galaxy's our playground, come join the spree. Sand between our toes, I'm tattooing shore. Skies painted purple, the force we adore. Sipping blue milk under Endor's moon, with Ewoks grooving, we're in perfect tune. Starlight paradise in a galaxy far away. We're gonna dance all night till the break of day.
Oh, come on, stop with that crap. It didn't have bagpipes, and did it even include any musical instrument? I can't get a show rolling with something like that. I don't know what you need, but I need me some rock to blast into the next half hour.
Scarred and abandoned, lost in the darkness, I so continue, fighting through the pain.
That was Ashes of Ahsoka from Scavenger's recent album, Get Me Back to Toshi Station. Nice one. I think it's time for our first caller. Hi, this is Jimmy. What's your name and what is bugging your soul?
Hi, Jimmy. This is Brava from Yavin 4.
Hi, Brava. Nice to meet you.
You remember when the Rebels used my home planet as secret hideout before blowing up the Death Star?
Hideout? More like a full-blown secret base,
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. So you got a problem with that?
I do, Jimmy.
Okay, what is it?
So after they got rid of their base, they left all their waste and trash around.
Ew.
It's terrifying.
When you say waste, you mean the stinky stuff?
Exactly. It's everywhere. It has become part of our weather cycle.
What?
We were okay with sour rain, but now we got brown one.
Brown?
Yep.
Rain?
Yes.
Brava, that's nasty.
Uh-huh.
You ever talk to the regional MOF about that?
They just don't care, Jimmy. I just wish the Death Star would have reached its goal.
But then you would be dead, Brava.
Yeah, whatever. At least I'd been a clean, burned-up corpse drifting through the universe.
Okay, that's some perspective, I guess.
Hail the Empire!
You can't say that nowadays.
Whatever, Jimmy.
So, Brava.
Hmm?
Just to light up your mood a little bit.
Yeah?
Wanna wish a song?
Give me something dark. Something about burnt-up corpses in space, maybe?
Oh, dear. Yeah, I'll put those words into my Holo Music database and play the first song that comes up.
I need snow to burn bright in the endless cosmic night. Lost in space, no chance to flee. A fiery graveyard for all to see. Skin and charred remains floating through the stellar flames. For once alive, now consumed by fire. A cosmic inferno, their funeral pyre. Cosmic inferno, a haunting sight.
Well, that sounded like someone gargling some old worn holotape up his... Nah, you can't actually gargle up something from your butt, can ya? I mean, maybe? Regarding maybe, maybe you remember a genre of rock music born down there on Corellia called sea grunge. Here's one classic from Muddled Mud called Rebel Queen.
Amidst the ruins, she vows to strive for a universe where hope can thrive. Leia, Leia, with courage unbound, a rebel's cry, the most noble sound. Against the dark, she's the burning sun. Leia, Leia, the fearless one. Who rules the stars with graceful might? Who leads the rebels in their flight? The princess with the heart so true. Where's her crown when she fights anew? She has a galaxy to mend. Her people's cry she will defend. From Alderaan's shattered grace, she stands fearless, a loyal face. In the Empire's shadow she takes her stance, a symbol of hope not leaving to chance. Her blaster set, her wit so keen, in the rebels' fight she is their queen. She is their queen. Amidst the stars and cosmic wars, she strikes with fury for the cause. Leia, the rebel with eyes ablaze, bearing hope through the Empire's maze. With every battle scar she earns the fire for freedom fiercely burns.
Well, muddled they are for sure, huh? There are quite a few songs about our beloved princess. Another one is called On Freedom's Frontline by Nebula Dream. Before we get to our next caller, let's stuff it into our brains. And I know some of you got multiple of them. I mean brains.
Crusader soul, burning flame.
In the galaxy's chest. She's the power play. Displayed a spark to ignite rebellion's right on freedom's front line. Under twin suns,
Let's hope she doesn't have to stand in line whenever she's about to buy a nice Hosnian Prime latte. We have our next caller. This is Jimmy, and who's there?
Yes, hello. My name is Rylan Kaur.
Hey, Rylan, what's up in Rylan Town?
So?
Yeah?
A piece of the Death Star fell on my wife.
A piece of what?
The Death Star.
But how?
Gravity, I guess.
Is she all right?
I mean, I don't know. It's a quite large piece, Jimmy.
She's still under it?
I've had some trouble trying to move it. I don't think I can.
Rylan, that's awful. You gotta do something quick.
Well, it's sitting there like that for, 7 weeks.
What?
If I do manage to remove it, she just won't be the same, I guess.
I can't. What the hell?
I mean, she won't. Am I right, Jimmy?
No, Rylan, she won't be the same because she's dead, Rylan. Dead.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Pretty sure, I guess.
Are you a doctor?
No, I am not a doctor. I'm someone who is not out of his mind.
All right, all right. So that sounds bad, doesn't it?
Jeez, Rylan. It doesn't sound bad. I'm quite sure it is bad.
So what should I do then?
I've
never been single since 34 years ago.
I just can't. What is this?
You know some Holonet sites for flirting and stuff?
Oh, get him off the line. Bye, Rylan. These people, I need a drink. Yeah, that's it for today, folks. There's still one more show to do. You heard the rumors, and we got to talk about them. A new Death Star? Crazy, right? I got to tell you something, though. Please be prepared. We're not reaching numbers our radio station hoped to achieve, so maybe our next show will be the last. Sorry for that. Thank you for all the support, though. I love talking to y'all, and I'm pretty sad to make such an announcement. I mean, what can you do? Seems like we're stuck with the next and last episode of this show, huh? If you really want to avoid this, send feedback. And yeah, to be honest, there has been feedback, but it was scarce. So prepare for the last ride together and have a wonderful night. It's been a pleasure. Jimmy Groundcrawler signing off. And yeah, we're ending this night with some great stuff.
Turn away, the final nod. Moving forward, though it feels odd. The chapter ends as I take a bow. A silent whisper to a loud vow. Packing up dreams in boxes of time. Leaving behind those miles. Of respect in rearview mirrors, the past may wave.